For I, the Lord, would say to you this day that I can and am and will work those godly affections within your heart. To those who are willing, to those who are humble, to those who realize that in yourself you can do nothing, I, the Lord, am the one who can work these things within your heart. For ultimately the goal of your walk is obedience. But the Lord knows that you are rebellious and that you are a people who want your own way. But the Lord has come as the great shepherd to lead and guide and steer you. For he knows if left to your self-devices, you will be destroyed. But the Lord says, turn away from those obstacles. Turn away from those things that the enemy still tries to keep you looking to and trapped to. Look away and look to me. And I will work in you both to will and do for his good pleasure. And I will work in you, says the Lord, where you will come to that place, where you will desire those godly affections. You will desire my ways. You will desire because you will see that my ways are right. My ways are ways that are going to preserve and keep you from the spirit of this age and from the rebellion. Let the Lord work in you. Yes, it means a snipping away. It means a deliverance. It means a change of mind and heart and circumstance. But I, the Lord, can do it. I make no mistake over your lives, even though it may appear for a season to look very negative. It may appear to look as though you have lost your way or you have veered off. But the Lord permits and allows these things because he is in control. Your very circumstances, your very trials, is trying to tell you that actually God is in control, and that is why he allows you to go through such trials. He would not do so if he was not God and sovereign. So let these godly affections be worked in and through you, for he can change these hearts of stone to hearts of flesh, and he will cause those hearts to truly worship him in spirit and in truth, and to lift those godly hands in his presence. Yea, he is making a people who are whole in his presence. But he starts first in the heart, because it's in the heart where there are the roots. And those roots he is drawing and pulling away until there is none left. Until there is none left, saith the Lord, but hearts that are pure and open and subtle in his presence. So allow him to do that work. Allow him to work those godly affections within your heart. For the Lord is drawing you away from this world and all those things that you have once looked to and relied upon and thought that they would give you hope and happiness. But they are a mirage, says the Lord. For I am life. I am truth. I am the way. There is no other way except in and through and by me, says the Lord. Therefore look to me and look to none other. Let your gaze and heart and affections be seeking each day the kingdom. And as you desire and as you ask to look to me and to none other, then you are allowing me at that point into your life, into your will and into your heart to work that which you have confessed and said. Yes, the Lord knows at times it's painful. Yes, the Lord knows there are times when it feels as though you are at the end of yourself. But I have overcome all things to preserve and keep you in such circumstances. So do not fear, says the Lord. Do not allow the worries and cares of this world to snare and to hinder you. But just yield yourselves over daily to me and allow me to do that work and to work those godly affections in and through you, says the Lord.